Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Living Great Lakes, Searching for the Heart of the Inland Seas, by Jerry Dennis. Narrated by Barry Press. Chapter 1. Lake Michigan. Size matters. A child's view of Lake Michigan. What Tocqueville missed. The beach at Good Harbor, a view of Superior. To appreciate the magnitude of the Great Lakes, you must get close to them. Launch a boat on their waters, or hike their beaches, or climb the dunes, bluffs, and rocky promontories that surround them, and you will see, as people have seen since the age of glaciers, that these lakes are pretty damn big. It's no wonder they're sometimes upgraded to inland seas and sweetwater seas. Calling them lakes is like calling the Rockies hills. Nobody pretends they compare to the Atlantic or Pacific, but even the saltiest saltwater mariners have been surprised to discover that the lakes contain a portion of ocean fury. The first time I saw Lake Michigan, I thought it must be an ocean. I was 5 years old, and my family had just moved to the Leelanau Peninsula, the little finger of Michigan's mitten, and rented a hilltop house with a view of the lake. In the living room, centered before the picture window, was a brass telescope mounted on a pedestal where I could stand on a chair at night and peer at ships on the horizon, each lit as